President Biden, Russian President Putin had their much-anticipated summit this past Wednesday, which made for quite the interesting spectator sport. Biden arrived at the summit location second, which was a smart tactic. In the past, Putin kept world leaders waiting for more than an hour, including Trump. In fact, Putin once kept Germany's Angela Merkel waiting over 4 hours. There was no joint press conference after the summit. Why make Putin appear to be an equal? Putin heads a country in economic chaos, one side overpopulated with little natural resources, the other side underpopulated, swimming in natural resources. Body language was interesting as well. Putin looked about as comfortable as a turkey the week before Thanksgiving. Picked up something too. You can tell when he's lying because he looks off into the distance instead of directly at the person who asked him a tough question on, well, human rights, for example. After the meeting, Putin did go back to what he does best, deflect and denying. Actually compared the people he's persecuted, even killed, to the U.S. Capitol insurrectionists and Black Lives Matter protesters. Biden said he wasn't there to trust Putin. He wants verification about Putin, what Russia is up to. Certainly no bromance to be had from Biden like Putin had gotten from Trump. Oh no, Biden does not admire Putin like Trump did. Which brings about the question, why did Trump? Well, I think envy. Putin had powers, abilities Trump wished he had had. And if you listen to Biden's opponents, they called the summit a Biden failure, even before the two of them landed. Biden should appear with Putin. He didn't accomplish anything. What didn't he accomplish? Well, he fell asleep. He's old. He's feeble. Sleepy Joe. That's the intelligent reaction you would get if you challenge those people. He also said Biden destroyed the U.S. relationship with Russia that Trump built. And that Putin ruled, by the way. So I actually saw a poll this past week showed 19% of Republicans approve of Vladimir Putin. Only 9% of Republicans approve of Biden. The reality from all this, and there will be more summits between the two, through teams and one-on-one, Putin realized, I think, this past week that his Trump hall pass has been revoked.